I would like to share a report with you about myself, Patricia Crane, 64 years old, Muncie, Indiana, United States. Prior to accidentally coming across your website and reading your book, then dialoguing in meetings and reading other things on the site, I was living in two worlds concurrently. This condition was the result of an unlooked-for experience of reality 6 years ago. After the experience, I could not doubt the experience, but I spent a lot of time trying to understand the experience, and what's worse, live with it. The result was this two worlds at once, the vast, still, unmoving source, and then the everyday, heavily stressed, anxious Patricia. Quite clearly, this needed some kind of resolution, and the only thing I knew to do was just to return over and over to that previous experience, which of course deepened that formlessness, but it wasn't resolving being in two worlds at once. Once I heard your message, it was very clear that there was absolutely no reason not to try the action you were speaking about. There was no reason at all not to try. Then, after trying, it was very quickly certain that I had been overlooking the seeing of myself, because the seeing is so brief. And I was focusing on other truths that are and always were simply the case, seen or not seen. And fortunately, my course of recovery seems to be pretty miserable, but I was miserable anyway, so what the heck? Today, I can easily see outwardly, as well as sense within myself, many shifts and changes. Clarity increases, believe it or not, and I am seldom now in two worlds at once. I'm right here, just larger and also more simple than my imagination could ever create. I'm here, and life is here, and they are not separate. The journey isn't over by any means. However, it's very good to see, know, feel this recovery as it happens. Doubt still arises here and there, mostly from the personality traits that continue. But they're abating. There is no doubt that what has arisen is the deep, deep urge to want all human beings to discover that they can see themselves clearly, they can really see themselves, and live fully and openly for a change in this ongoing miracle of aliveness. And it seems so strongly that it's time to say this for any who are willing to just hear and then just look.